Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman, Furniture, Bedding and Electrical in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, of course, it is Easter this long weekend. The kids particularly enjoy it. The Easter Bunny comes visiting and there's plenty of chocolates to enjoy on Easter Sunday morning. One thing you do need to be concerned of is that the kids aren't feeding the dogs any of that chocolate. The dog lady's online, Deb Coleman. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone.
A very big warning, I guess, for all our listeners this morning, because the kids think, oh, you know, little Fido's here, he'd love a bit of chocolate, but it's quite detrimental to dogs.
Yes, it is very toxic, and it can just be as simple as a tiny little square, Neil, that can make a dog very sick, and in actual fact, they can die. And it tends to be a little bit like other types of allergies. Some dogs can tolerate a little bit more than others, but effectively it's not something we want to feed our dogs at all. Completely keep clear if you can. And of course, the darker the chocolate, although that's better for us, that's the worst for the dogs as well.
Yeah, that might be the stuff you want to... It doesn't taste as nice as the milk chocolate stuff. I'll see if the dog will eat this one, but definitely do not let your kids feed the dog any chocolates.
No, and I guess the other thing is to think about where you're putting the eggs. If you're doing an Easter egg hunt or something like that, make sure that the dogs can't inadvertently get to it. But, of course, we do have proper dog chocolates, Neil. I'm not sure if you know, but they're a little carob treat, which you can get at one of your shopping centres or something. And they're a little chocolate that's designed for dogs. So they can actually still be a part of it all without actually eating human chocolates.
Yeah, okay, some good advice this morning. Deb Coleman's online, the dog lady. Keep the chocolates away from your dogs. Deb, happy Easter to you and your family and your dogs. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Neil. Happy Easter to your listeners. Bye-bye.